Chris Altieri asked the director of the press office for the Catholic Church in Egypt, Father Rafik Graish, how the Christian communities in the country are dealing with the crisis.
Yes, our Catholic community is like the rest of the Egyptian people, the Muslims and other Christians. They experience this turmoil, if I have to say so. Many of our of the Catholic youth went to Tahrir Square, to the Liberation Square, to express their feelings and their hopes. And others were in the streets to help policing the things. After that, we heard that prisons were open, and really, they were giving a good testimony that Christians, Catholics, and Muslims together, they were able to save the country from the losers or all those who wanted to make harm to their country. Most of the churches were making prayers during the day when before the curfew, so that the people were able to go and pray for their country and for their safety and for the peace in the Middle East region.
What are the hopes, what are the concerns of the church?
Yes, first of all, we have to say that we would like to have a very smooth transition. And the demands that the youth of Egypt wanted, which is freedom of expression, to find work, to find places, need places, and to live. The Catholics, like the others, would like to see this implemented with also a new constitution that would go ahead in the 21st century with democracy, like all the other countries of the free world. Egypt has a civilization of 7,000 years, or maybe more, and they have the right now to express really what they want freely, and to have this democracy implemented in their country. The Catholic Church, you know, like all the Catholic teaching, wants to see justice done, and also social justice, because in Egypt there it was 40% of the people live under the line of poverty. And it was never so. So we would like to live really what the church teaching about social justice, and to find work to the people, to the youth, and open their heart to all the new things in life.
The international community has been talking about how it's monitoring closely the situation in Egypt. Do you see a role for the international community in helping the people of Egypt make the transition smoothly? And do you see that the Catholic Church has a role?
What we would like from the international community is, like we saw these last days, the pressure they put on the President Mubarak and the government to have these changes done. We would like from the international community to monitor well that these changes really happen, and to help it. The international community, if I have to say, sometimes was silent to what was happening in Egypt or in the Middle East for their own benefit. And this is not a just position that some European governments or West governments used to take. So now they have to switch and think what the Middle Eastern people or the Egyptian people would like to have: democracy. and not to encourage dictatorship or autocratic regimes. The second thing, the Catholic Church, first of all, they have to pray for us, as they promised when we were in the Synod of the Middle East in the Vatican from the 10th to the 24th of last October, and to help as much as they can, especially to give education and schools, and to send us some people that can help in the education, because our Egyptian people need this education, and the education of the Catholic Church and the opening of the Catholic Church, which is implemented in Egypt. You know, we have 171 Catholic school in Egypt, and in the most in the very poor villages, and the Catholic Church gives really a very good testimony about Jesus Christ through education, and I think this is what we need now.